Welcome to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast, where nothing is off limits in this crazy thing we call life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Here's your host, Shane Lajita.
Okay, everybody, welcome to episode 74 of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. I am your host, Shane Lajita, and we are here for another episode to talk about whatever, right? We talk about whatever's going on in our lives, whatever's holding us back, whatever we're celebrating, whatever's picking us up and lifting us up and whatever else. So I shared on a video Coffee Talk yesterday evening or so, was something that I wanted to kind of talk a little bit more in depth here with us today on this podcast, was about dimming the light of positive people. You know, there's a couple things that are going on all around. So I hopped on to some of the social media platforms that I, you know, partake in and am involved with, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Connect, whatever the platform is. And I dove in and I wanted to be able to reach out to folks, see how things are going with different people, people that are following me, people that I follow, just, you know, as I do pretty much daily. But what I've noticed over the last couple of days is a lot of people sharing that they have been negatively impacted by people's words around them. And you know, I talked to my wife about this a little bit. We talked about positive reinforcement. So whenever something happens in a negative fashion to my son or me or my wife, we always try to look at the positive side of things and try to be able to dig in to figure out some of the good things that might have happened during that time frame or what we learned from it, right? Those kind of things. And it's a space that we're always living in. We try to play in that space. We try to work in that space. All positivity we try to bring to the table. Now, it's hard because life happens and, you know, those kind of things. And this isn't even what we're talking about with life happening. What I'm talking about is negativity to try to bring down or break down people that are positive. You know, there was a couple posts that I read of people that were talking to their family members about how they're really proud of themselves. They started the new weight loss journey. They were trying to focus their all their energy and all their stuff that they're trying to do towards their journey and really be successful and push forward. And it was interesting because all of the posts was about the reactions from the family members. Now, you would think family members are loving, caring people that only want to see success for you, right? I mean that's what you would think. And it's interesting on how often family is not as supportive as they need to be or they should be. You know, whether you have a mother that looks at a daughter and says, well, you've yo-yoed many, many times in your life with the journey that you're on, whatever you're trying to do by losing weight or you're going to the gym and you always fail and you always fall back. So what's going to stop you from failing this time? And I don't understand the concept of a mother telling a daughter that. It didn't make any sense to me. So it started to bother me. And so then I had a couple other posts that I read. One was of a person that went to a doctor. They got to the doctor's office. They sat down for their physical. They were very proud of what was going on. They lost 26 pounds. Their blood pressure had come down some. They're closer to their BMI range that they wanted to be able to fight towards or something that they found to be important in their life. And they were just expecting a little bit of energy from the doctor. And the doctor sat down with them and said, all right, so I see that you're down 26 pounds. That's good. So, and that was it. And the patient looks at the doctor and is like, can I get a little bit more of some positivity and some energy towards the fact that I just lost 26 pounds, knowing that I've been overweight for years and you've been telling me for years that I need to lose weight and get it within a range that is going to be something that I can be successful with? Nope. No positivity. As a matter of fact, the comment was a lot of people that lose that kind of weight, they tend to put it back on. And that's it. There wasn't even a, they tend to put it back on. So just be careful, you know, keep focusing, keep working hard, stay positive, stay in that place. Nope. Just a, yeah, people that tend to lose the weight, they tend to put it back on and they dropped it right there. And so the patient felt like, are you kidding me right now? Like, this is supposed to be somebody that is celebrating in the fact that I am somebody who lost weight, did exactly as the doctor had told them to from the physical before, and worked hard at it. And nothing. Nothing. They wanted to dim her light, right? The light that was shining from her when she walked into the doctor's office, the doctor then started to squash that. And they started to put the little dimmer switch and started to turn it right down to almost a really dull, tiny little roar that was there. And that's sad to me, right? How many times do you see parents talking to their kids, right? Kid goes up to the plate, they hit a ball up the gap in baseball, and they're running, and it's clearly a double, and they get into second base, and the kid tries to stretch it out to third base and gets thrown out of third. And what does the parent do? How could you think about running to third? You weren't even close. What are you thinking about? Just start berating the child about the fact that they didn't do something that they should have done. Instead of celebrating the fact of good bat on the ball, good hand-eye coordination, solid hit up the middle, you got up to second base. You know what? Great job trying to be able to stretch it out for the team on third. You know, hey, think about it next time. Take a look at it. Maybe an angle you can take to it or whatever. That's it. Positive reinforcement, a way to celebrate, get a high five, do what you have to do. Well, what the problem is we don't see enough of that. We don't see enough of that in today's society. You know, my last straw was today when I was reading the news. And remember, I try to keep all politics out of my podcast because it can really go down a rabbit's trail. And depending on what side of the aisle that you fall on when it comes to politics, it can really conjure up some emotion and some really deep-seated venom. So that's not my intent here, right? But I saw the news and the story of the kids down there in Florida, and they were going to, I think it was Washington and Florida to, they were actually going to visit the president, and they were going to sit down with them to basically talk about making change in society and making change in laws and, you know, really putting their foot forward and finding a voice for themselves and standing up for things that they believe in. Now, whether you believe or agree with what they're talking about doesn't really matter. What really matters is we live in a democratic society that they found their voice. These young kids that found voices that sometimes our adults don't even know how to do because our adults are, you know, stuck in the mud sometimes. But these kids found their voice. They went, they spoke their piece, they did it eloquently, passionately, and were really focused on getting their point across. And it was heard, right? So here's the part that really just got into my craw was I read a lot of the social media platforms where people were bad-mouthing these kids, bad-mouthing kids for talking about laws that need to be changed or the fact that they're scared to go to school or the fact that they, or whatever, you know, whatever they were bringing to the table. And they were getting bad-mouthed. There were inflammatory comments, just derogatory opinions being thrown out there about these kids. These are children. These are kids. And it just was my last straw. And I thought to myself, how do we make things better? How do we stop people from just throwing out vicious jabs at people because maybe they're doing something that they think that they should be doing, but they're breaking people down? Why do people find the need to break down people that are successful in their weight loss journey or that are in the beginning parts of their weight loss journey or whether they're trying to lift weights or whatever? And then you have family members, friends, and people that you care about that you think are in your corner that are legitimately looking at you up and down with these vengeful eyes of thinking to yourself that I'm either jealous of you or I don't want you to succeed because I'm not happy with where I'm at. Now, we all know that that's probably the root cause of half the reason why people are judgmental, they're vicious, they're mean-spirited, those kind of things, is because they are just completely not happy with themselves. And that's a whole different side of the story. But the part that bugs me is how do we get to a place where we are really digging in to find out who is helping to brighten our light? If I'm a positive person, I need to surround myself with positive people. If I look at the glass as half full and I really think to myself, we can make a positive situation out of anything. And I'm sure that you guys catch a lot of that through my coffee talks and through the different social media platforms that I'm talking on or writing or my blogs or whatever else. And you guys have to be able to see that I live in that space. I live in the space of what we can do, not what we can't do, right? And I live in the space of how do we enhance our experience? How do we lift each other up? How do we be supporters of other people, right? I'm not a religious guy, but I'm a very positive person. And the basic fundamentals of doing to others as you want done to yourself is a fabric of who I am. So if I'm going to live that way, and I'm going to be that way, and you guys can hear it through my talking, through my words, through whatever else, then I need to surround myself with those kind of people. So what do? How do we rid ourselves of these situations? Sometimes when it comes to family, that they're blood through and through, and they're just mean-spirited, how hard is that for you to step away from a family member to say, I don't need you now. I don't need you at this point in my life because I'm trying to better myself and all you do is try to break me down. How hard is that? Very difficult, right? Because they're family. These are people that care about you, people that you care about. At the end of the day, just because you're going to start to disassociate yourself or step away or not communicate as much with some negative people doesn't mean you don't love them. It doesn't mean you don't care about them because they are family. What it does mean is that you need to separate yourself for a while to get your mind right and tight to be able to move forward and be the positive influence that you want to be on yourself and on society. You know, when it comes to friends, you know, longtime friends. I had a friend that I'd known for years and years and years just outside of high school. And we go way back. And so I was about 75 or 80 pounds down total and I was working and, you know, I started to feel confident and I started to dabble in this whole area of podcasts and thinking of what I'm going to do. I was actually doing a sports podcast that I was trying to be able to do and, you know, it had about maybe 50 followers and, you know, a couple downloads or whatever. But I had a friend that badmouthed me and would tell me, who do you think you are? You're not in radio. You didn't go to school for it. Who are you, an expert? And it hit me to the core. I'm thinking to myself, man, you know, I'm not really understanding why a friend of mine who I would think would want to see me successful and see me be successful in the things that I'm trying to do in my life as a dad, as a husband, as a friend, but he wasn't. He didn't have my interest in mind at all. He had his own interest in mind because he wanted to be that guy. He wanted to be successful at those kind of things, stretching out the limits. And I even have them now when you think about it. So I have a podcast now and, you know, it's growing and, you know, I've got some followers and some people that look up to me and people that listen to me for inspiration and guidance and things like that, which is so awesome. And it's humbling, right? You know, I got some t-shirt sales. I got some things with it, especially with the Find Your Strong shirts that my wife helped me design and you know, really flew off the shelves and people really love the image and the message behind Find Your Strong, right? We have 37,000 people on No Finish Line Nation, you know, on the Connect platform. I have 45,000 people that are just subscribed to me and listening to the words that I put out each morning when I'm writing on stuff. So on one hand, I'm thinking to myself, man, this is so intimidating. I have all these people with eyes on me and they're looking at me and they're staring at me and they're saying to me, what's next? What's next? Tell me more. And so I work hard at trying to be able to make sure that I can bring something that's inspirational or worthwhile to every day, right? And so I write from the heart and I speak from the heart and I speak my mind and all those things. Well, I have people now that will say to me, you know, what are you a doctor? Are you telling people how to live their lives? Are you a psychologist? Are you somebody that says, somebody that suffers from clinical depression, you're telling them to shake it off and really think about the positive side of things when you're not really a doctor to tell them that? And of course, you've heard me thousands of times before with my own disclaimer to say, I'm not a doctor at all. I am just the dude that is trying to get healthy and lose weight. And I'm telling my story along the way. So it's interesting. No matter where you go, you're going to have haters. You're going to have people that are going to try to break you down. Try to break free of those. Step away from the people that are dimming your light. It's hard. It's much easier said than done because some of these people you care about. But for your own well-being, it's so important to surround yourself with the type of people that you want to be around, and surround yourself around with people, the same type of people that you want to be. Okay. If you want to be a negative person and you want to live in sarcasm and depth and mire and muck, then hang out with those people. Keep those people in your life. Absolutely. Welcome them, embrace them, give them big hugs, give them big kisses. But if you want to be a positive influence on yourself, your family, society, friends, and whoever else, step away from those that are the negative influences in your life. You have to do it. I've done it with a few in my life, and it couldn't have been a better decision. As a matter of fact, one that I stepped away from years ago, because I knew that it was a bad influence, very recently came back into my life to communicate with me and have conversations and say, you know, hey, I'm so sorry about the way that I treated you back then. And, you know, hey, if you want to meet up for a drink or something like that or whatever. And it's going to take me a little bit, right? Because I really separated myself. But I'm also a pretty forgiving person for the most part, unless you really screw me over. But for me, I really have to surround myself with people that are of like mind and people that can inspire me and pick me up when I need it, because I need it. I got to have it in my life. That's why my wife is a perfect match for me, because she knows when to lift me up. She also knows when to knock me off that pedestal a little bit, to say, hey, hold on. Well, don't get too big of a head on this one, right? You need that balance. You got to have people that can really look out for your interests, that are only out to look out for your interests, and together you guys can do great things, okay? So think about that. Think about, take inventory of your friends and your family and all the people around you. And if you're finding and you're putting little check marks next to positive or negative with each one of the conversations that you're having over the next couple weeks, figure out who your influencers are in your life to be positive, and figure out who your negative ones, your detractors, and the ones that are taken away from you, the ones that are dimming your light. You got to go. You got to step away from them, because it's one of the ways that you'll be successful moving forward. Okay. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll talk later.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook just by searching for Liquid Shano 1973. Also, do us a favor if you can and leave us some love and rate us on iTunes whenever you get a chance. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk, and make it a great day.